Hi, this is Tony Ajayi, and today we'll be declaring God's peace, healing, and righteousness over America and the nations of the earth. So much has happened in the past few weeks that have left our hearts heavy and our minds anxious. But today we choose to stand in faith and speak God's promises boldly over our land and over all the nations. So, let's lift our voices together and decree His word. Heavenly Father, we come before You today on behalf of America and the nations of the earth. We don't come in our own strength, but we come standing on Your word. You promised in 2 Chronicles in chapter 7 verse 14 that if My people who are called by My name will humble themselves and pray, seek My face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin and heal their land. So today we humble ourselves, O God, and we declare that healing flows into our land. We declare that forgiveness is released. We declare that restoration is beginning. Lord, You said that righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So I declare today that righteousness is rising in America and beyond. I declare that justice rolls down like a mighty river and the truth is being lifted in our streets. I declare that every unjust structure is shaking and Your throne of righteousness is being established. Lord Jesus, You are the Prince of Peace. Therefore, I speak peace over our homes, over our cities, and over our borders. Let Your peace rule in our hearts. I silence every voice of chaos, every violence, and fear in the name of Jesus. I declare that wars will cease and healing will come to divided places. Lord, Your word says that You walk righteousness and justice for the oppressed. So I declare right now that there's freedom for the captives and healing for the brokenhearted. Those who have been rejected, abandoned, or silenced are being lifted by Your hand. As Isaiah 61 says, that beauty is replacing ashes, joy is replacing mourning, and liberty is replacing chains. Lord, we also declare Your healing. You said in Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5 that by Your stripes we have been healed and made whole. You forgive all our sins and You heal all our diseases. So we declare healing over the sick right now. We declare strength over the weary and wholeness over those who are broken in their body, their mind, or spirit. We declare that hope arises. We declare that faith is renewed and miracles break forth in the name of Jesus. We declare unity over our land. Your word says that how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. We declare that every wall of hostility is being turned down by the power of the Holy Ghost. We declare that division and strife have no place here. Love, reconciliation, and peace are rising in their place, in our midst, in the name of Jesus. We declare blessings over the next generation. You promised, O God, that our sons and daughters will prophesy, our young men will see visions, and our old men will dream dreams. We decree that the children and the youth of our generation will not be lost to deception, to despair, to distractions, but they will be mighty in the land. They will be carriers of Your spirit and voices of truth. We declare protection over our nation, O God. We declare that no weapon that is formed against us shall prosper. The Lord is our refuge and our fortress. No evil will befall us and no plague will come near our dwelling place. The angels surround our borders, our homes, and our families. The Lord Himself will fight for us and we will hold our peace in Jesus' name. I declare that the hearts of our leaders are in Your hand, O God. Your word says in Proverbs in chapter 21 verse 1 that You can turn them to wherever You will. So I declare that the unrighteous counsel is silenced and the leaders who fear God and walk in wisdom, they are being raised up right now. I decree that our nation is blessed. Your word says that blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Lord, we also declare revival. You said that the earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. So I decree awakening across America and the nations. I declare that dry bones will live again, that multitudes will call on the name of Jesus and they will be saved. I declare that Your spirit is being poured out without measure upon us in this generation. And I declare the eternal truth that the kingdoms of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of His Christ, and He will reign forever and ever. I declare that Jesus Christ is Lord over America. Jesus Christ is Lord over the nations. His kingdom is advancing. His righteousness is established. And His peace will never end. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.